Amy Hull grew up in Burlington, but she knew about Fort Madison having spent time there for sports and other activities. That helped Hull when she moved to town about 2.5 years ago and took a job with the Fort Madison Public Library. She says since taking over as Main Street Director about a month ago, she has been learning more about the city, particularly the downtown district.
We have a lot of great businesses down here and business owners that I'm getting to know, and it's really fun talking to them and getting promotion ideas and just trying to get people downtown to appreciate this wonderful historic district that we have.
What led you to apply for this job? Why did you want to be the director of Fort Madison Main Street?
Well, I really enjoy working with the community. I've had experience with that, you know, the last 2 years a little bit, and I wanted to jump in a little more. And I figured it would be a great opportunity to be able to make a difference, I guess, and also just enjoy interacting with all different kinds of people. And I really like, when I get excited about something, I like getting other people excited about it. And so I just thought this would be a great outlet for me to go for. And so far, it's been wonderful. So,
what have you been hearing from the business owners that you've been talking to? What have they been telling you that they'd like to see from you as director and just from the organization?
A lot of it is facilitating communications between business owners and our four committees that make up Main Street. I think the feeling is we need to kind of change people's perspectives about what they can and cannot find down here. I think a lot of times people think that they cannot find the products that they need or want, but a lot of times that's not true. We have a lot of diversity down here with products and retailers and things. And so getting tomorrow's shoppers down here today, getting a younger crowd down here, and just trying to show people what we have, really.
How do you get past that mindset of saying, boy, I could go to this one store and get everything I need versus coming downtown where you have this shop for this and this for this? How do you get that mindset to get more people thinking downtown?
Right. And that is one of the bigger challenges. I know that a lot of times it's convenient to one-stop shop, but what we're trying to let people know is, you know, you're getting a high-quality product, and instead of something that's going to last you, you know, for 5 years, it'll last 25 years or more. And then also, you're helping your community by spending local. That money stays local. You know, your kids go to school here, and we're trying to get everyone to think more community-minded. Also, trying to get people to get out there and walk the streets a little bit. You know, I know it's a little easier when it's nicer outside. We haven't had the best weather here lately. But, you know, to stop and walk down the street and hit up a shop and then hit up a restaurant and, you know, just have fun and be outside and enjoy the day.
I know a component of Main Street a lot of times is preservation and restoring that downtown. What do you see as your responsibility in that, or how do you approach that aspect?
Like I said, grew up in downtown Burlington in the historic district there. And so from an early age, I've had it instilled in me that we need to preserve the past. And that doesn't mean we can't move forward and be modern while having these beautiful architectural details down here and appreciating our past. I think that the CDBG grant that we were awarded, the facade grant, is going to be something that the whole community will be able to see that, you know, some of the older things that are not really original will be coming down, and original things will be being restored, and it's just going to be, we're going to have a lot of before and after photos. So that'll be one big part that I'll play, is just, you know, taking those photos just to show people this is what it was and this is what it is now. It's going to be really great.
Have you had a chance to set goals for yourself? You've only been on the job for about a month or so. Have you had that opportunity to sit down and this is what I'd like to accomplish within 6 months, within a year? Have you had that opportunity?
Yeah, it's a process, but I am slowly coming up with goals, attainable goals within a reasonable amount of time. It's hard to kind of break things down because I have a lot of big dreams, you know, but yeah, I think definitely filling some of our empty storefronts is one of my biggest goals. Also, promoting the businesses that we have that have been here that, you know, maybe not everybody knows about or, you know, can fully appreciate until they go in and see it. So getting more feet on the sidewalk downtown, that's a big goal of mine too right now. And I'm sure, you know, things come up every day that I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, and going to these conferences and seeing what other communities have done, what works and what doesn't, and just what has worked for Fort Madison in the past, you know. So it's been a big learning process for me. So I think as I learn more, my goals will be more defined.
New Fort Madison Main Street Director Amy Hull says the organization's annual events do a good job of getting people to think downtown, but she says she will spend time over the next few months trying to come up with weekly or monthly promotions to do the same. I'm Jason Parrott.